Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all the things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you are walking along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, the one named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified. We had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. And moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory? Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in the scriptures." As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it's almost evening and the day is nearly over." So he went in and stayed with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour, they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered there. They were saying, "The Lord has risen, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told us what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. This is the gospel of grace. Thanks be to God.
Sammy Corley was one of the great saints of Second Baptist Church in Lubbock, Texas. She was wise and witty, and she had a spine of steel. And this made her a great church usher out in the narthex. And one Sunday, a man no one had ever seen before came walking through the doors. "I want to see Jesus," he said. "Is he here at this church?" Without skipping a beat, Sammy said, "Yes, he's here." Wheeled around and ushered the man into a seat in the 2B sanctuary. "Jesus will be right here," she said, "but you'll have to wait on him." 10 minutes later, about the time of the invocation, the man wandered back out of the sanctuary and headed for the door. "I didn't see Jesus anywhere in there," he said. "Well, I told you," Sammy said, "you'd have to wait on him." The disciples still had not seen Jesus anywhere when they encountered this stranger along the path to the place where they were going, called Emmaus. They had hoped that this Jesus would be the one who would redeem their nation, Israel. So when they saw that Jesus was condemned and crucified, their hearts sank. And they entered into a place of deep sadness and even despair. And though some of their friends had spoken of a vision of an angel saying that Jesus was risen, they themselves had not yet seen him. So they decided they would leave Jerusalem and head for a place called Emmaus. I know the way to the place called Emmaus. I took it 3 years ago when my dad died right before Easter. I had a wedding up in Fayetteville right after, and I drove up there all by myself in Dad's pickup truck, which he wanted me to have. I was driving to Arkansas, but really I was going to Emmaus. Old Kevin McKinstry went to Emmaus after we all got word that his son Kirk had drowned in Lake Champlain, just months after I had baptized Kirk's brother Brad in the very same waters. When Kevin found out his oldest son had died, he did the only thing he knew to do. He got his mower loaded up in his trailer, and he drove down the road to cut the grass out front of the church. That road was called Emmaus. Some said he shouldn't go, but I asked them, "What else do you think he should do?" I have another friend who's walking the road to Emmaus right now. His son died 5 years ago, and he just put a photo up to remember the boy on what would have been his 20th birthday. Emmaus can be a long, long road, 7 miles from Jerusalem. 7 is the number of completion, the number of whatever it takes. The Bible says that the two disciples walking to Emmaus had hoped. It's past tense. They had hoped that he would be the one to redeem their nation. And I read that and I thought of Dr. King and his Southern Christian Leadership Conference and its mission to redeem the soul of America. When Dr. King was killed 58 years ago this month, all his disciples had to walk to Emmaus. Many of us in this country are still walking. still looking for the hope we lost along the way. I've recently been reading Nancy Klein's book titled On This Slow Walk. Nancy is a Quaker and something of a mystic, and she's also the sister of our own beloved Merle Glasscock. Raise your hand, Merle. That makes Nancy kin to Broadway royalty. The book is about the loss of Nancy's and Merle's brother, Bill. And what Bill taught Nancy about slowing down and walking the earth with purpose and attention in the latter days of his life. When you are used to going fast, Nancy writes, your balance comes from one foot quickly following the other. But when you slow down, your balance has to come from within. They were walking slowly that 7 miles from Jerusalem to Emmaus when that stranger appeared to them along the way. He walked slow too. Slow enough to talk. Slow enough to swap stories. Slow enough to share scriptures. And the two who were with him later said to one another, were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road and opening to us the scriptures to understand and helping us along the way to bear our load? Sometimes we need to walk a little slower. Slow enough to help one another bear a load. Slow enough to notice what's happening within us. Slow enough to help others know what's happening in them. When they finally got to Emmaus, Cleopas and the other unnamed disciple still hadn't seen Jesus. But something was burning within them. So they asked this stranger who had walked with them on the road to stay and break bread with them also. And it was there, as was said in the children's sermon, in the breaking of the bread, that their eyes were opened and they saw that this stranger was Jesus. I've told you all before, more than once, about my father-in-law growing up in the AME church. AME officially stands for African Methodist Episcopal, but my father-in-law says it unofficially and really stands for Always Meeting and Eating. The author of the book of Luke belonged to a church that was always meeting and eating. In fact, the theologian Tom Long says that Luke's church didn't have a sanctuary. They only had a fellowship hall. And it's in the fellowship that Luke thought the resurrected Jesus showed up. in the sitting at the table, in the breaking of the bread, and the sharing of the stories, and the opening of the scriptures, and the opening of the eyes, and the opening of the hearts to one another. And suddenly, mysteriously, folding tables become holy altars. And neighbors become brothers, and strangers become Jesus, and our eyes are open to see that the kingdom of God really is among us, even in Emmaus. We're in the Easter season now, when we proclaim resurrection. There are some scholars who see resurrection as a kind of metaphor for the communal practices which helped the early Christian church remember the life and death of Jesus and keep the radical character of his mission and ministry, which so often centered around the meal. When some of us here in this church speak of resurrection, we may certainly mean more than this, but we should never, ever mean any less. Jesus meets us in the meal. He comes to us in the community, and he shows up, and he is present to us in this thing we call being church together. And I know it may sound like I'm making too much of this, but then I remember that Jesus himself told us, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. And the creed says, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, and I believe in the communion of saints. And I do. I believe in the church, and I believe in the saints, and I believe in the Christ, in the communion of Christ's saints. And though sometimes we may have to wait around a while before we see him, I do truly believe that he is really present with and in us in these pews and downstairs around those tables. The scriptures say we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together in the community of the faithful. We are to walk together on the road to Emmaus. We walk and we talk and we share, and we study scripture, and sometimes we argue over scripture, and we wrestle, and we welcome, and we worship, and we weep, and we grieve, and we break the bread, and we laugh, and we cry, and we laugh some more. And we are always meeting and eating and proclaiming the mystery of our faith. And in God's good time, our eyes are opened, really and truly opened, and we see the living Christ sitting among us, sometimes pulled right off the streets. And that is when we say the very same thing that was said so very long ago. Were not our hearts burning within us when we were walking together in this way? In other words, was Christ not with us when we were on that slow walk together to Emmaus? In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one true God, Mother of us all, together, all of God's people do say,